listener production.
G'day legends, and welcome to another Ripper episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. No one asked for it. In fact, Zach tried to stop it from happening, but Silly Boy is back and he has a confession to make. Remember, you can get access to bonus episodes and the video version of the podcast over at auntiedonnaclub.com.
Hi, and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast. That's what this is. It's a podcast that weekly comes out where we do comedy stuff. We have very
so confident. Fuck. I just want to say to the listener, I was priming up to do the intro. I thought I'll do the intro, and I said to you, probably missed this, Roto, but I was like checking with Mark about, you know, details, because Mark's not here, so I gave him a call. I was like, all right, what are the details of this guest? And then I was just like, I was gonna do it. I hadn't said I was gonna do it yet. And then Broden was like, I got this. And then he said to James, our producer, he's like, James, I'm gonna do an intro. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna sit back. And then that's the context I want to give.
And then I came in and I killed it. I absolutely nailed it.
You were good. No, that's what I would say. I was so emotional with how good that was as an intro. Haven't introed the character yet, but that was so good that I had to interject. Yeah. I'm so sorry about that.
There, and that is it. We have a very special guest this week.
Wow.
This week on the podcast is a very special guest.
Yes.
Back by unpopular demand by some, popular demand by others.
Oh, really good, Brian. It's really good. There was a lot of confidence that you knew.
Can you do it?
No, it's fine. I think.
I don't want to do it.
Why don't you want to do it anymore?
Okay, I said bemand. I said by popular demand.
No, I should say we just recorded. We do three in a day, and we just recorded Party Quirks. And Broden was the guesser, so maybe that came. I don't know if they're coming out in order.
Yes.
To be the guesser is, I think, just like objectively the most horrible thing one has to do.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that energy is in you, and I just want to give you that.
No, it is.
We probably should have done Party Quirks before.
Yes, but oh my God.
Do you want me to do it, Ronan?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, hey, everybody. We've seen the DMs. We've seen the messages. We know that you don't want this character on the podcast, but we actually received an email from someone a few weeks ago. We received an email from a guest, and they have reached out and they've said they really want to come on the podcast. I didn't like that idea, but in the spirit of openness, in the spirit of being ready to, I don't think I've got this in me either.
You're doing great.
We've got a very special guest by unpopular demand, the one, the only, Silly Boy.
Hello.
Silly Boy, hello.
Hello, Silly Boy.
Do you want me to try and intro myself? Because I think you both did a pretty shrilly job of it.
Okay.
But
go.
Were you being shrilly or are you being shrilly-ish?
Pardon?
I can't tell if you're being shrilly or shrilly-ish.
Silliest.
Shrilly-ish.
Oh, serious.
Serious.
Wish.
Yes.
Weshy, teshy, meshy.
I think that there was a serious sort of not quite knowing how to do the intro.
Oh, you've gone very shweary.
And then we were playing it funny, if that makes sense.
Wesh, that makes swench to me.
Silly Boy, I think I owe you an apology.
Why have a confession?
Okay, sure.
Confession.
Yep. We'll hold off on the apology then. Sorry about that.
Why have a little confession to make to my I hope friends Broden and Zwack, because I know I upset you. I know that the last time I came into the podcast and you had maybe stiffies before I came in, and then when I left, it went all soft. You talked about that on the podcast.
I can't remember.
You said that you're what was the opposite of a stiffy. And then I think you said something like flaccid. And then you said something like, it's like liquid. It's so flaccid.
Is that because you were being sexual or something?
I can't remember the context.
So Silly Boy is a character that comes on here sometimes.
I have a confession to make.
Yep.
What's wrong, Zwack? You promised you were going to be very serious and not get mad at me.
Well, I did say I would give you an apology, but I think you wanted to
I have a confession to make.
Yes, I heard you have a confession. Yes, Silly Boy.
I have a confession.
Folks at home, Silly Boy back on for his third appearance.
Silly Boy.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
That Swirly Boy.
Silly Boy.
He's not Swirly.
Yeah, he's not silly.
Well, that's what you've claimed in the past. Yes, yes.
But Swirly Boy can tell when other people are being swirly.
So that was what. So if you don't remember, Silly
You're
Boy,
you're being swirly right now.
So he points out silliness.
Yes, I'm being by pretending to be serious right now. I'm being,
you're being
a little
swirly.
Bit silly. Yeah.
It's meta.
So Silly Boy.
It's meta.
Meta.
Meta. Or Weta Workshop. Or Weta Digital.
Mwah.
Okay, so Silly Boy is a character who is very silly, but he denies that. He says, no, the reason his name is Silly Boy is because he he has the ability to point out when people are being silly.
Wesh, which I can do. Well, I'm very good at it, but I have a confession to make.
Yep.
In my wife, I have made two babies. And in my wife, I have walked around saying that I'm good at pointing out when people are swirly.
In your wife?
He's made two babies.
In your life?
Life.
No, in my wife, he's I've made with two the fact that he's babies. Things, but in my wife.
In your life, you have two babies.
But no, in my wife, I've made two babies.
In his
but
wife.
But in my wife.
But in his life.
I walk around twirling people. You're swirly, that's swirly. Uh-huh. I saw you being swirly. That was a swirly thing.
Yes, we've established.
You're being swirly right
that's
now.
That's why I said what I said.
Yeah. That's not swirly, that's thirsty. Biden's having a drink of, a drinky winky.
When
of,
they're listening,
of water to
only
water.
The patrons, silly boy, only the patrons. I'm just doing this
well,
to help
know
you.
What
no,
that
no,
means.
I know, I'm doing this to help you, mate. I know there's cameras here. The patrons. They watch, okay? So people in the Auntie Donna Club, they watch, right? Sometimes we'll release
video. Yeah, what about the quips
social...
for social media?
Let me explain to you what I'm doing here.
I have a confession.
Yeah, but let me explain it.
Fuck it with your confession.
There is a visual component for some people, but most people listen to this podcast. So if he takes a drink of water... And you want to make a silly joke about it, you have to explain to the listener that Broden has had a drink of water. Do you understand?
My ability to tell if you're being swirly is getting diminished because you seem very wangry.
Wangry. Angry.
I'm not angry. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Well, I have a confession.
Yep, good. Love to hear it. And then I'll do my apology afterwards.
You're being very short with me.
Short.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, that's on me. That's on me.
You say sh every word. So Wesh. To remove it from the word short
Wesh.
To swart.
Weshy tweshy.
Yesy twessy.
Yeshy tweshy.
So when a toddler does the W sound the way you're doing it.
A twaddler.
This infantilizing of yourself. When a toddler does that.
Wesh.
They are replaced. It's because they don't have the ability to say certain consonants. Mm. When you add a W, we've covered this, man. We've covered this in previous podcasts.
Why have
podcast.
A confession?
Yeah, but
then fuck it.
Well, I don't like it when swearwe wearies into the airy wearwe waves. Yes,
that's bullshit. You've told us you're gonna fuck our throats or shit.
I don't think I've sweared even once.
You're fucking repulsive.
My confession
Yeah, what
is,
now I want to hear, what is your confession, well, silly boy?
Well, I came on the podcast, which is my favourite podcast to do, by the way. Well, I've done a few different ones. I've done Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook,
yeah. Silly boy did Hollywood.
And I've done Joe Rogan.
Joe
I
Rogan.
Don't like him very
Joe, you,
much.
Silly boy was on Joe Rogan.
I don't like him.
Dude, were you silly the whole
He
way
tried
through?
To sell me supplements.
Yeah. You're on KickPod?
What?
Nothing.
No, what?
KickPod is the podcast they record over there. It's Keep It Clean podcast about keeping all the yogurt and
you,
vegetables. And,
why would you?
You haven't done KickPod?
I don't know what that is.
Why all right, great. We'll get you on KickPod.
Why would you bring it up and then say...
We'll talk to Sam Cav. We'll get you on KickPod.
But why would you bring that up and then say, oh, don't worry about it?
Well, if you haven't done it, then don't talk about it.
Don't worry, man. We'll talk to some people higher up at SCA. We'll get you on KickPod to help promote the podcast.
I just feel very sweary.
Yeah, yeah.
Which ties into my confession.
Yeah, what's your confession? Do we need to go to ad?
How long is it? How far into this podcast?
We're 3 minutes into this podcast.
No, in all seriousness, I do need to know.
We're about 10 minutes, so silly boy can get his confession away before ads.
I would like to say my confession, but I feel like I'm not giving the space. I haven't been given the space to make it.
Well, lucky for you, there's no apology coming anymore, so you've got all the fucking space in the world.
He's decided he's not going to confess or apologise to you. He's mad at you.
I don't need your confession.
He doesn't need your confession.
Because I have a lot of self-confidence.
Good.
Do you know what self-confidence is?
Yes, I'm happy for you.
Wow.
I do owe you an apology. I'm sorry, silly boy. I'm sorry that I was rude to you. I'm sorry I get angry.
Well,
you are who you are and you can't help it. I'm sorry.
Don't talk over me. I have a confession.
Sorry.
If you're just joining us, we're here with Silly Boy. And he's got a confession.
So I realised I listened back to the podcast a couple of times and... after I, you know, jerked off to them, I realized.
Masturbated to the podcast. You masturbated to you guesting.
Sometimes I get some clarity after I do that. It's just for clarity.
You jerk off to our podcast.
Just for clarity.
Well, you know, that's not crazy.
Just for clarity.
It's fine to jerk off while you listen, but you just don't say that shit, man. It's not silly.
Just for clarity.
Yeah, go on, please.
Because it brings clarity to my mind.
Yeah.
And I realized something that I was doing. Because, like I said, I can point out when things are silly. I can point out when things are silly.
Things?
Which?
TH to P. TH to P. Pings are silly.
It perfectly points a sway that I find.
Perfectly. Hang on. Perfectly pine. So F is now P. TH is P. F is P.
You're being.
And you claim.
You're being very sweary.
No, I'm just trying to find continuity.
Continuity.
First time you've turned TH into P.
Can I tell you something, man? He's always had your back.
I fought for you in meetings.
He's always had your back and you are losing him now.
I just want clarity on TH to P and then F to P.
Why? See, well, this all ties into part of my confession. Well, I might be great, good, even one ways wing at pointing out when people are being sweary.
Mm.
I've always swear that, well, I'm not sweary.
Yeah.
You've said you're not silly.
But I've realised something.
Yeah. Here we go.
I've realised.
Yeah.
That sweary boy.
Yes.
Can boy.
Mm. Uh-huh.
At times.
Okay.
Silly, yeah?
Something. Woden.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're just dragging it out.
You're dragging it out a little.
Well, it's hard.
Which is silly.
It's.
By the way.
It is sweary. Yeah. And that ties into my confession.
Don't start again.
Please just confess me.
Don't start again. I imagine the confession is that he's silly.
He's realised that he's silly. Is that what you've realised? After you jerked off.
to the
sounds of our voices. You realised in a moment of clarity. That you are not just pointing out things are silly, but you are silly. We're going to cut to an ad break. silly boy has realized he's silly.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what his confession is.
Oh, okay. Sure.
We're back, and silly boy joins us. And silly boy has a silly confession.
Well, I wanted to sway. I wanted to come on here to sway some things, and hopefully bury the hatchet.
Well, you're pretty. Why is hatchet?
I'm Swilly. I'm Swilly boy, and that means sometimes I will do Swilly. Silly things that are very swilly, and I've realized that while I'm good at pointing out things that are swilly, and when people are being swilly, and when you're Broden being swilly, and when Zach is being swilly, and if, you know, people on the street are being swilly, and when Joe Rogan's being swilly, which I did, he was being so swilly the whole time. He's the swilliest man I've ever met.
Joe Rogan is, yes. Now, and your point is?
My point is that from time to time, Swilly boy
is silly.
Please don't, please.
I can't.
What? I washed my twain of thought. Oh, what was I swearing?
Sorry. You had a confession to make.
Before he confesses, Broden, I want to apologise. I shouldn't have been rude to
you. No, I understand.
I was getting a little frustrated. I think you were.
Why
as
are
well.
You frustrated?
What's your confession?
What makes you frustrated?
I don't want to talk about it with you.
What? I would.
I believe in burying the hatchet as well, silly boy. I have been in the past rude.
It's pronounced hatchet.
Yes, sure. The hatchet, sure. I've been rude to you in the past.
You know,
silly
it's
boy.
Not easy.
Yep. And
it's
I,
not easy
so
to
I'm gonna keep it
come on here and talk about swear we.
You don't have to
talk
come
about.
On here.
Talk about.
You don't have to come on. Yeah.
Talk about swear we things and you know come confess something. It's not wheezy. And you're making it very hard. And
hard.
You're making it very hard.
I don't know what it is. Can I say something, silly boy?
Yeah.
I'm still oscillating. I feel sick sometimes.
What are you wash away?
But you are making me laugh in a way that you haven't before. There are moments of joy here, and I think there's a path for you. I think
there's moments of joy in war. It's like a soldier in World War II in the trenches, and next to his dead friend, he looks over and sees a flower. You know?
Yeah, sure, but I really liked the hatchet thing.
Yeah.
It was fun to push it into a place. I still find the sexual stuff and the infantilization quite sickening. But
what sexual?
I think at your core there,
what sexual?
I think this realization you've had.
What?
Jerking off.
That's
while listening to our podcast.
That's what we wish. I don't want to get blue balls.
Release.
You're welcome to jerk off. If anyone listening right now is jerking off to silly boy, you're welcome to do that. I just don't need to know.
It wasn't a sexual thing. Okay. It was just, well, I have blue balls.
I don't have an issue with the jerking off. I have an issue with you coming into my space and telling me you jerked off.
Well, I'm just very honest and sweary. That's my confession.
Right. So the revelation or the evolution of this character is like silly boy, who claimed he was never silly, believes that sometimes he can be silly. Is that right?
Have we realized that while I'm very good at pointing out when things are swilly, I was watching Wavatar Wu, Way of Warwa, and I saw some swilly...
Sorry, can you just say the name of that film?
Avatar 2, Way of
Warwa. Wavatar Wu.
Wavatar Wu.
Way of Warwa.
Way of Warwa.
So, 2...
By Wames Wamron.
You can say Wamron. You can say the T sound, Avatar, and I think you said it in water as well.
Well, I did. Wavawa.
Avatar, Woo, Way of War.
Wavawa.
Two. Avawa, Two.
Way of War.
Yeah.
Kate Blanchett recently did a film.
Quatey Shet.
Quatey Shet. Kate Winslet.
A Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, Quatey Shet.
Recently did a film about a conductor who... What was the name of that film?
What?
You don't know the film...
Wah! Wah!
That's how
you... So you can say two, but you can't say ta.
Wavatar Two. Way of War.
And Kate Blanchett's in...
Wah!
He can say two, but he can't say ta. I just... Anyway.
Do you know why?
Why?
Silly.
Do you know what I
you
feel?
You seem a bit wover.
No.
You seem a bit wover.
Wover?
You seem a bit wover.
Wover. Can you give me another, some context, please?
Like from the Whuppets.
Grover. Mick Grover.
Grover. So you took the GR of Grover and turned it into a W?
From the Whuppets.
Wover from the Whuppets. Why do we seem Grover?
You're a bit blue.
Bit blue.
Seem a bit swag.
I actually think, honestly, you know, I don't care for you, silly boy. But,
and you've been quite open with that.
But I think, you know, and I do apologise. You know, I think I was going to try and do a bigger apology here and apologise broadly for my feelings. Can't apologise for my feelings. I don't like you. You know, like, hey, that's fine.
I love you.
Cool.
He loves you.
Well, I don't
you.
Like you, but I think.
Why do you twins wait if we fling my sway?
Because you sound be fucked, hard to cunt. Understand, cunt. You sound fucked.
And
cunt.
This is not. This is no shade to people that you know. This is no shade to people that because it's the fact that you pick and choose letters.
The inconsistency of the way you talk is fucked.
What would you sway?
It's deliberate. You, it's deliberately.
It's deliberate.
Because.
Because you're trying to infantilize yourself because you think it's silly, but it's not silly. Because, saying. It's hatchet?
Wait.
Yes. Itch. Makes you silly.
It's not. Should we?
No, it's gross.
Mr. Gross.
You're gross. Itch. Sometimes you are silly, yes, but this no, broad why the broad strokes of your character.
No, I'm
not
realizing
silly.
I'm realizing something here.
Oh, what are you realizing?
Pray a schwong. I'm realizing. Maybe I'm not shwilly at all.
No, that's
he said,
no. I was feeling good
maybe
about the openness.
Shwilly boy. Oh. Isn't shwilly. Okay. Maybe shwilly boy is gross. Maybe I'm grossy woshy boy. Maybe I'm grossy woshy ticky wicky wicky dicky licky schmicky boy. Maybe I'm growy woey. Showy wowy, biggy boggy, chimmy chummy boy. Maybe this music is very swilly. Oh, welcome to my dwarf mansion.
You sure that?
Welcome to my.
It's not out yet.
Welcome to my mansion of nightmares. Won't you enter? Won't you come in?
What is
in?
This? What, were you prepared music, Mark?
Yes.
Mark, you asked for music to be prepared.
Why? In my, I won a haunted house, and it's in.
Oh, this is good. You could go.
It's in the
you
near
could do
future.
Like an 80s ballad to this. Did you want to sing right now?
I was planning on swimming, but that seems too swilly.
Too silly.
Yeah.
You said you're silly.
Why? I'm swilly boy.
Yeah.
Why am swilly?
Stop.
All the time.
You just had a revelation before this that you're saying you're grossy wosy.
Oh, for what?
That was the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
So you back to being silly boy?
Swilly boy is swilly. So silly the swilliest things will happen. Like maybe I sway. I'm not swilly. That's a swilly thing to sway. Don't you think that's swilly? Swilly Broden?
Swilly? Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Have some confidence. Have some confidence in your
Ben's
opinions.
One of the most confident people I know.
You're so wishy-washy.
Yeah, watch this. Hi, how you going? That's how confident I am.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Oh. I don't like that
You're
word.
You're losing a fucking ally here, mate. You got no fucking friends in this room, mate.
Yeah, it's like prison now.
I shouldn't bully you. No, I actually feel bad. I think it's not a good energy.
Silly boy.
Silly boy, I do owe you an apology.
Can I just
silly boy, I owe you an apology. Can I apologize?
Oh, he's going to do the apology.
Silly boy, I've been really rude to you. Mm. It's a bit of a bit, you know, it's a bit of a bit to be rude to you. Also, this character does make me uncomfortable, and I think maybe there's an element of leaning into it to make me uncomfortable. And that is the bit, really. That is the bit. That's why we do it. You know, we bring you on, it makes me uncomfortable. You know, Broden tries to keep it up. The bit is this repulsive.
I really mainly just translate.
But I don't.
You got pretty upset today.
I don't. Like, you got it mad.
I
you
don't kinda, remember getting mad.
You got pretty mad.
I was pretty level-headed.
No, you're right. Maybe I'm making it up.
I don't like you, silly boy. I'm never going to like you.
Even if I be more shwilly?
No. But.
What if I turn down to shwilly? What? Let me finish.
I'm apologizing. I can respect you. We can exist in this space together. We can do a podcast together, okay? Mm.
I don't want to ever come on here ever again.
He doesn't want to crumb on here ever again.
I have a confession tomorrow.
No, you fucking did it, man. You did it.
It's a new one.
It's all right, man. I've been there. I've been there, okay? He's trying to rile you up.
What's the second confession?
Well, first of all, I want to address the trauma bonding here.
Trauma bonding?
Hmm.
What's that mean?
Is that a real psychological thing?
I thought it'd be beautiful.
Beautiful?
Beautiful.
Brutiful.
Brutiful.
Is it beautiful. A real psychological term?
Well, I think you are trauma bonding.
We're trauma bonding over silly boy.
This makes me feel uncomfortable using that term in relation to you.
Why?
Just I don't care for it. Anyway, carry on.
What were I swaying?
You were going to.
You had a
confession.
Fucking. You had an, so the storyline goes. Came on, you had a confession.
Wesh.
That you were silly.
Woo.
Then you had a revelation.
Wesh.
That you're not silly.
Woohoo.
You're gross.
Wesh.
Right? And then...
I have a confession.
Shut the fuck up for a second.
Confession.
I'm getting to it. And then you decided you weren't gross, you were silly again.
Wesh.
Because you were being silly.
Ooh.
About being gross.
Wesh.
Now, you have a second confession to make.
Whoopsie-doo. My confession is...
Okay.
I realised that... Why can be sweary?
You did that already.
That was your first confession.
That was your first confession. You can be silly.
Dude, that was your first confession, dude.
Was it?
Wait for this. It's going to make him silly.
No, I thought I was coming on to sway that I was.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I was confessing.
Right after that, bro.
I can't really point out when people are sweary.
We upset you.
No, he's just confused because he thinks. What?
What's sweary?
What?
What's sweary?
What's silly?
What?
You're
being sweary.
Yeah,
yeah,
see?
Yeah.
He's being really fucking silly.
Very good, yeah. We didn't know what you were saying. Very silly. We're all being
silly.
Silly
boy!
I'm going to go to sleep now for a very long time.
Oh, God, don't.
No,
that implication. Carry on. Sorry, go.
I'm going to go to sleep now for a very long time because sweary boys hibernate. Like boys.
Or do they? Do they? Or are you being silly?
I'm being sweary.
Yeah, see? But so you never know.
Well, I'm being sweary because bears don't hibernate.
No, that's silly. They do.
You're being sweary.
Fuck, who am I?
I'm sweary.
What's my name?
Sweary boy. You're sweary boy.
Don't think.
I've lost.
Everyone's being sweary.
What's silly
Everyone's
mean?
Being sweary.
What does silly mean? What does silly mean?
You're being sweary. You're being sweary.
No,
I'm being
I want to know, silly cunt.
I'm sweary.
What does silly mean?
Sweary boy.
Silly means silly boy.
Will we?
No.
Broden.
No!
Just listen to me, man.
What's your
don't?
What is your
try
tweet
and go
shirt?
He's going to try and lure you
what
down
your
a path.
What's shirt sway?
It says Austin 316.
Why?
It's a wrestling thing.
What's a twine? Is that a twine? Fleshwick-stween?
No, it's a Bible verse.
What does a Bible verse sway?
Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass.
That's how sweary. Really
funny, yeah. Silly boy, do you have anything
silly
to
boy.
Promote?
Yes, well, I have my shwiwi coming out.
As he's silly coming out.
Yeah. You can get that at all major shwiwi stores.
Maybe that's the next Penguin book. It's just the word silly on every page.
I won't be a part of that.
The
first Penguin book was a labour of love for me and I won't be a part of
it. But just shwiwiness in general. I want to encourage shwiwi, shwiwi dwinners.
Silly what?
Shwiwi dwinners.
Silly dwinners.
Dinners?
Silly dinners.
Where? Oh, like a sort
shwilly,
of...
make your munchy wunches.
Look like a smiley face, but...
No, shwiwi dinners.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry,
I didn't...
Give me an example of a silly dinner.
A shwiwi dinner would be one where you go to dwinner, but then the dwinners are underwater, and you then bring your oxygen mask, and your dwight is a fish, and the fish's name is Mr. Shwiwi.
That would be
and
silly.
And Mr. Shwiwi... I'm not... Let me finish.
Wrap it up.
We are
wrap up your
up.
Fucking example.
We're wrapping it up. This is the end of the podcast.
But the ocean was just a pool.
If
and
a fish...
the pool was...
Fish has algae, like goes up to, you know, gets some underwater. Is that a silly dinner? Or is that just normal for a fish? See what I'm saying?
No.
Is silly I think silly is relative.
Yeah.
So to a fish, algae is just a normal
dinner.
But to me.
Is silly relative?
What's wawawiv?
Yeah, exactly. What's relative? Or wawawiv?
What's sort of a cousin or a brother?
I think you should come back every week.
You can quiz your third questions.
We'll talk about that after the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. We'll check in after the podcast, see if we have you back.
I would, I'm happy to never come back. I just wanted to come back one more time.
No, dude, I quite like these.
The fans love him. It's like, you know, like that plot.
I would have you back.
You know that plot in a sitcom where they're like, oh, this got to get rid of this person, but the people love him.
Yeah, Mark has all the power here. Like, I would have him on every week in all honesty.
Wish. And just, please don't send me any death threats.
Yeah, no death threats
don't
for Mark.
Don't send Mark any death threats. We're joking. Like, I often encourage this character. It's funny to pretend to hate him, so don't be mean to Mark, please.
Swilly Boy was very happy.
So you came on today to reveal you're actually a bit silly?
That's a good twist. Yeah,
I don't know.
A good development.
But then he revealed he actually doesn't. That was silly.
But that is silly, so that means he's silly.
I'm Swilly.
Are you silly?
Who?
For once and for all, are you silly?
Who?
Yeah, see? Who? Silly Boy.
Swilly. Are you trying to find an up?
Is Silly Boy silly?
Are you
silly?
Trying to find an up to end this?
No, I'm curious. Is Silly Boy silly?
Swilly Boy.
Because he won't give it to you. I'll give you an up.
I'll give you swampum.
Okay, cool.
What you want?
The end.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.